investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting that Bitcoin will go down to $10,000, but Bitcoin generally seems to do the opposite of what people predict it will do. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the crypto market, and the fact is that every dip is an opportunity. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they buy. When Bitcoin dipped to $17,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that bought. And that's why they're billionaires. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to own a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call. And they're ready to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains, and MyDigitalMoney.com will be there for you. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at MyDigitalMoney.com.
It seems too good to be true. There's so many things it helps with, but autoimmune diseases is probably the next most common thing that we do. I mean, we have patients in full remission from MS from these treatments.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. I can't tell you how excited I am to be able to bring you this information. There are so many people in our country and around the world who are suffering from ailments that can be remedied, but not by Western medicine. And in an era where tens of thousands of people are waiting in line to get knee replacements or hip replacements or other surgeries, wouldn't it be fantastic if those people were to find out there may be a better way? Well, there is a better way. And Josh from Dream Body Clinic is here to explain in detail. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Inflation is out of control. Gas hit $7 a gallon in certain states. A 10-year-old Honda Civic is going to set you back around 15 to 20 grand. And rent is averaging $2,000 a month. Welcome to 8.6% inflation, and it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. So what can you do? You can try trading stocks or buying mutual funds, but returns are sinking quickly. You might have heard about gold IRAs, but you don't know much about them. That's why Noble Gold has a team of experts at the other end of the phone. They'll set you straight on what you can and can't do to get yourself to financial safety again. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. And you guys know, if you've been paying attention, I was on a super secret mission to try to heal my arthritis. Arthritis. I'm in my 50s. How could I have arthritis in my knees? Is it from all the running I've done? Is it genetics? Is it a combination of both? Who knows? But I'll show you guys the x-ray. There's the right knee. Not too bad. There's the left knee. Not very good. Where is the cartilage? Well, I've been on a mission because, you know, in Western medicine, friends, the first thing they tell you is, well, you're going to need a knee replacement. Why is there no other alternatives in Western medicine? Why are so many people getting hip replacements and knee replacements? What about stem cells? What about other treatments? Treatments not available in the United States. Well, I'm very pleased to have on the line, and I'm going to spill the beans here, guys. I'm going to give you all of this information for free. This is groundbreaking, important, life-changing information for those of you who have arthritis, hip problems, spine problems. Maybe you've suffered a heart attack or know someone who has. Stem cells can help. I'm delighted to have on the line Josh Kettner. He's the founder of Dream Body Clinic in Puerto Vallarta. Josh, welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on, and my thanks to Ted, my interweb buddy, who brought your clinic to my attention because he's a good guy and he was paying attention when I was telling people that I had been diagnosed with arthritis, which really, really shocked me. You probably see a lot of these cases, huh, Josh?
Yeah, we do a lot of treatments with stem cells, but knees are actually our most common. It seems like everybody's knees kind of give out at some point.
Yeah. Well, let me do this. I'm going to do a screen share. And as fate would have it, the universe is weird sometimes. My friend Polly at Amazing Polly did a report last night. I recommend everybody watch it. I posted it at my site, thephaser.com. Celebrity frontmen for global trafficking. This is a must-watch video. She's such a great deep researcher. And as fate would have it, at the end of this broadcast, Polly talks about stem cells in Ukraine, but those were stem cells coming from aborted babies. That's not the stem cells Josh uses, guys. More on that in a second. Here's Polly.
This is from February 2022. Expansion of stem cell transplant hospitals in Ukraine. It says that it's an action by the cabinet of Ukraine. They are going to expand the specialized children's medical center in Lviv, a clinical hospital in Kiev, and a city child clinic in Dnipropetrovsk. This is a big industry, and it is built on the backs of humans, human beings, very sick. So
I'll pause it there. I didn't have that properly queued up. She talks about the aborted babies being the source of the stem cells. And when you and I talked on the phone, Josh, one of the first questions I asked you was, what is the source of the stem cells you use? Because as a Christian, I'm a Christian, you're a Christian, we can't deal with aborted babies. We're not going there. And you assured me that's not where the stem cells come from.
Yep, that's true. And I can kind of explain this to you. So the most famous lab that was doing that in Ukraine is called M-Cell. There was actually a documentary made about it called The God Cell. And this the guy who put that on, I mean, they try to make it sound like this miracle, all these things. I believe there's also one up here in Cabo, here in Mexico, and I've talked with them at length. But yeah, they essentially use aborted embryos because that is where the stem cells that everybody thinks of are that. They're pluripotent. They can turn into just about anything you would want them to, tissue-wise, cell-wise, but they almost always, in a lot of cases, turn into tumors. So unfortunately, what they're doing to avoid that, the tumor issue, is they're basically using mesenchymal stem cells like we do, just from these aborted fetuses, from these embryos. And it's not the right way to go, because we can take mesenchymal stem cells from healthy tissue that's not going to be rejected, that doesn't have these ethical dilemmas. Like, we take ours from placenta and umbilical cord tissue. It's normally thrown away after the birth. The mesenchymal stem cells actually lack what's called HLA, human leukocyte antigen. So there's no chance of rejection, anything like that. And there's no ethical dilemma with it, because we're not, like, these babies are given birth to and they grow up nice and healthy. So we're not harming or affecting the baby in any way. But yeah, in places like Ukraine and a few other places around the world, they're using that, and it gets a little freaky. I mean, that's also how they developed monoclonal antibodies. That was originally from an aborted embryo that they create these cell lines, and then they use gene editing, different things to make it work. And it's pretty crazy. I mean, I could go into the whole history of it all for you if you want, but I don't think it's ethical, so we don't cross those lines.
Well, it's just important that we talk about that for my audience, because there's not one amongst us that would want to benefit in any way from an aborted baby or aborted fetal tissue. So that was one of the things I made clear early on. And when Ted went down there, I think Ted went down there for other treatment. And as a client, we don't have to talk about what Ted did, but he brought this to my attention because I was looking for out-of-the-box ideas, because I reject Western medicine. Surgeons love to cut. And when you go in and you say, I've got knee pain, and they say, well, let's do x-rays. And then they say, well, you've got arthritis. You're eventually going to need a knee replacement. What do you even say to that, Josh? It's crazy to me that the stem cell treatment you do is not available in the United States.
Yeah, it is to an extent. So that is one thing to know. Like, well, they're kind of just shut that down, actually. They were allowing non-cultivated stem cells. Like, ours are cultivated. That means replicated, which is really what you want. They're the healthiest, most effective mesenchymal stem cells. They have been allowing them derived from fat. They do like a liposuction or from bone marrow. And they can can't replicate those. So you just don't get enough. You get like 10,000 if you're lucky from bone marrow, 100,000 if you're lucky from fat. There's one lab in Utah that's allowed to take it from the umbilical cord tissue called Wharton jelly, like what we do, but they can't expand them. So they have to use that whole umbilical cord to get about 10 million. And it's just not enough. And the thing too is that first round of cells is the least effective. It's a traumatic event. It's been taken from its host tissue. So the way they work, mesenchymal stem cells, they're like the manager on the construction site. It's a different signals, chemicals, cytokines, and things that they release that actually guide the repair. So when you have that first round, they're just the weakest because of that. The replicated cells do much better, but it's almost like they allow that because they know it won't really work. And they can say, see, we allow stem cells, when they really don't. There's no reason they should be limiting the cultivation. The only reason I believe they are is because they can't patent it. And as you know, and I know, big pharma, the FDA, they're in this sick relationship. And unfortunately, no big pharmaceutical company is going to spend the money to get mesenchymal stem cells approved because they can't own the patent at the end of the day. I know a lab in Idaho that was trying to do the process. It was $2.5 million to file as a new medication. Then they have to go through all four phase trials of the FDA process, which you could spend hundreds of millions of dollars to do that. And no one's going to spend that money if they can't get a return on that investment. So it becomes basic economics, even though there's over 100,000 published studies. If you go to Google Scholar, over 30,000 on PubMed, they've been more than proven to be safe. They should be the standard of care for all kinds of different autoimmune issues and joints. But, you know, big pharma can't keep you as a subscription model if we can just fix it. They just want to treat the symptoms. They don't want to hit the underlying cause.
Yeah. And one of the first questions I asked you after the aborted fetal tissue question was, do you test the mothers to make sure they're HIV free, to make sure the stem cells are coming from mothers who are un-COVID vaccinated? And you said, absolutely, correct?
Correct. And we provide a report from a third-party lab showing, you know, the women are tested, then the cells that have been isolated, or the tissues tested, and then the isolated cells. So everything's triple checked. A mesenchymal stem cell can't carry a virus, but it has a less than 5% chance of carrying a retrovirus if the person has one. So 5% is too high. So we screen for all of that and, you know, make sure that we're all good and we've never had an issue with it.
All right. Well, let's do a screen share here, guys. And I'm going to play for you in essentially real time my process of getting the stem cells at Dream Body Clinic in Puerto Vallarta. Here it comes. Here it is.
I'm Josh, Dream Body Clinic. This is a knee treatment.
Yeah. Guys, this is Josh, and he's really going to take care of me here. I think this might be a lot better option than a knee replacement, which is about all they offer in the States. At least that's their first recommendation. So this is my, they already did the right knee, and now we're going to do the left knee with 50 million stem cells.
Okay, I can start.
Guys, I'll pause it there. For those of you who are queasy, there's no blood or anything, but just look away for 10 seconds if you don't like needles.
A little pinch. And a little pressure.
It's quite painless, guys, actually. It's not too bad. Feels better than you'd think.
It's all mental. It seems like it should hurt, but the skin there is real tight. It's a big hollow space behind the kneecap, and it's just 2 milliliters of fluid. So not a lot of fluid. It gets right in there, and then the stem cells start guiding the healing process. Think of them like the manager on the construction site. They're telling everything what to do. They first get rid of the scar tissue, and then they help with the cellular regeneration. So the best part is any gains that you get, meniscus repair, ligament, tendon, cartilage, it lasts. It's not just like covering it up.
Yeah, and as you and I discussed on the phone, in the States, the stem cell treatment I looked into that they offer there, they said they would drill into my bone marrow in my hip, pull out bone marrow, put it in a centrifuge so I'd be getting my own stem cells, so not fresh new stem cells, but my own stem cells. And you were saying that in that case, I might only get 10,000 stem cells per knee.
Yeah, bone marrow is one of the worst sources because mesenchymal stem cells naturally live on the capillaries. There are no capillaries in the bone marrow. So when you take it from there, it's less than 1% of what they extract and then readminister is actually mesenchymal stem cells. So it's a cell therapy, but it's not a stem cell therapy. And that's straight from Dr. Arnold Kaplan, the man that named mesenchymal stem cells, professor at Case Western University. He tells people all the time, the fat-derived or the bone marrow-derived, like that's a cell therapy, not a stem cell therapy.
Josh, I'm coming back to you. Just a question for you as we explore this issue. It'll be 2 weeks since I got my shots. It'll be 2 weeks since I got those injections, 2 weeks on Wednesday. How much better should I be feeling now? And how much better will I be feeling in 3 to 6 months? How do you even gauge it?
Yeah, so I mean, I can really give you my experience personally. I was patient number one for this, and it was my knees. And with that, I did my left knee first. And a few weeks later, because both my knees had always hurt, but we did my left knee just to kind of see. And about 3 weeks later, my right knee started hurting extremely bad. I'd gotten so used to the pain. And since they both hurt, no big deal. And then I noticed my right knee really did hurt. And then we did an MRI, did my right knee. And usually the first month or two, you're going to feel it go back and forth. The cells are going to the inflamed area. They start guiding the cellular regeneration. And you'll usually have like one good week where it feels amazing. Then the next week, it'll hurt a bit again, very back and forth like that. Because once they lower the inflammation, they kind of back off. Now you're going to walk around a bit, cause some more inflammation, and they go back. So it's back and forth, usually at 3 months. Most people are just feeling incredible. And it seems to happen almost overnight. You kind of have this back and forth thing going. And then one day you wake up and it feels good and it just never hurts again. So usually 3 months, but for some people, if it's really bad, it can take up to 6 months before that happens. But that's usually how it goes.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. I didn't tell you how I'm feeling yet. So now I will. I think if I had to gauge it, I'm feeling my knee pain in my left knee is probably down somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 50%. You know, I've gone from feeling 80 to 90% better in my left knee to right now 40 to 50% better. So it does go back and forth. But I do know that originally when I met you there and I got the treatment, you said 3 to 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, I wish it was overnight, but if you just think, if you get a cut on your arm, it's going to bleed, then it's going to scab over, and it's usually 2 to 3 months before it's all looking perfect again. So that's what it's doing inside your body. It's just healing. It's first getting rid of scar tissue, then it's helping it to rebuild back, especially with cartilage. It's a bit of a denser tissue. It just takes a bit longer to heal. Like softer tissue, meniscus, ligaments, tendons, those usually heal really fast. Cartilage, it's a little bit slower, but it will still regenerate.
I want to talk to you about other treatments for other ailments, not just knees. I know you guys use stem cells for a variety of different problems that people have. But I guess I would just say this as an aside. Again, thanks to Ted for bringing Dream Body Clinic to my attention. I might have eventually found you on my own because one of the things I was researching, obviously I did some research about stem cells in the United States, and I called that clinic in my area and they said, yes, we're going to drill into your hip bone if we do this. That didn't sound like a picnic. I was going to keep exploring because I remember hearing Joe Rogan talk about his shoulder issues, really severe shoulder problems from jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. And he was told he needed surgery on his shoulder and he put it off and put it off and put it off. And finally, he got stem cells. And I think they're the kind of stem cells I got because I know he traveled outside of the United States to get them.
Well, so he started all this with his interview with Dr. Riordan with Mel Gibson because they healed Mel Gibson's dad. That really is what made it famous. I think that was probably about 6-7 years ago. That's right. We got going 6 years ago. So it was great timing for us. And yeah, his dad was on death's door. The Mayo Clinic told him he was done. Kidneys were failing. Everything was, you know, breaking down, and they just did an IV for him and got him back. And he was 90 something then and lived to like 105. So it got him off a death's door. It really blew up the industry. And, you know, Tony Robbins just wrote a new book called Life Force because he went to that same one and, you know, they healed his shoulder and he gets into it. So we do the same thing. We just do it at a way more affordable cost. And the man who taught that doctor is, again, Dr. Arnold Kaplan, like I mentioned in that video. And, you know, he's advised us. He's been to our lab. We've met him, been to conferences with him. It's all the same thing. There's only a few of us that do this in the world. And because we're in Mexico, we're just able to do it for the best cost. Just because we have like a weird socialized healthcare system here and private care. And unfortunately for doctors, it just, you know, biologists, nurses, they don't make a lot of money here. So we're able to keep costs down and help more people, which has always been our goal.
One of the things I want to mention, guys, is that Josh and Dream Body Clinic are going to sponsor an ad over on sgtreport.com. I'll leave a link below to Dream Body Clinic, guys, if you guys want to go there. I'm not getting a commission on any treatment you get at Dream Body Clinic. Josh is just going to sponsor an ad because I do believe strongly in what he's doing. I think it's a whole lot better than rushing out to get a knee replacement. Anybody who's ever looked into a knee replacement will understand that is difficult surgery, far more difficult actually than a hip replacement. And the recovery time on a knee replacement, I think, is around a year. And then you still can't ever do the things you did when you had a healthy knee. There's certain things you can't do. For instance, you'll never be a professional baseball catcher with a knee replacement. Josh, what other treatments do you guys offer down there? I know there's a variety of things you can do with the stem cells.
So that's just the kind of tip of the iceberg. And it seems too good to be true. There's so many things it helps with, but autoimmune diseases is probably the next most common thing that we do. I mean, we have patients in full remission from MS from these treatments.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com.
I mean, we have patients in full remission from MS from these treatments, because what they do is they essentially reprogram the immune system to stop attacking the body and instead protect it. So we see a lot of type 2 diabetics, we see MS, we see ulcerative colitis. I mean, the list just goes on and on. A lot of fibromyalgia, lupus. So a lot of autoimmune conditions. And then we've started doing a lot of actually heart. I mean, if you look at the statistics on heart disease, I mean, that's the number one killer worldwide. And we have a lot of patients that are out of congestive heart failure just from our IV treatments. And we have the ejection fraction reports from, you know, some from the UK, some from the US, some from Canada. So, you know, multiple sources confirming this, that, you know, these people don't need a new heart because our IV treatments go directly to the heart first, then the lungs, than the rest of the body, and they are healing hearts. So that's huge. And then we're doing a lot of brain type issues, such as stroke recovery, traumatic brain injury, even autism, helping with that. Not a cure for autism, but really is helping kids a lot by going intrathecally, which is when we go into the spinal fluid so it can go straight up to the brain. And we also do that with the MS treatment so that those brain lesions or lesions on the spinal cord can heal faster. And then nerve pain. That's the last one. Like, nerve pain is unreal, the results we're getting. Like, I had horrible sciatica 3 years ago. We did my back. Sciatica was gone within 10 days. And I mean, it literally felt like I had a cattle rod to my femur. So a lot of different things that they tell you that there's no cure, no fix for. And we seem to be fixing. And we've been doing this for, like I said, the last 6 years, and a lot of people, you know, backing up what we're saying.
Well, I would say this, Josh, it's amazing to me how many people I've spoken with now, not people who follow SGT reports specifically, but people at the health club where I work out. The owner of the health club where I work out said, he saw me limping one day and he said, "What's wrong with your knee? What's going on?" I said, "Well, I guess I've got arthritis, and I got to tell you, man, I'm looking into stem cell treatments. I think I'm going to Mexico." And he said, "You're kidding me. I have arthritis too in my knees." And I said, "Well, you don't limp around." He's like, "Well, maybe I'm just used to the pain, but I've got my knee replacement scheduled for October." This is my buddy David, who owns the club where I work out. And he said, "Please keep me posted how this works out for you, because I definitely look into that if it works for you." And I think it's working for me. So that's the good news. Guys, I'm going to do a screen share here. This is my son standing on the glorious beach in Puerto Vallarta. If nothing else, guys, you can get yourself a nice vacation, get yourself to Puerto Vallarta, and then you'll get the red carpet treatment from Dream Body Clinic. They picked us up at the airport. They took us to our hotel. We stayed at the Hilton. Fantastic, all-inclusive, very affordable. And then they took me from the Hilton to Dream Body Clinic for the blood work day one, then back to the hotel. Then they picked me up the next day, took me back to Dream Body Clinic for the injections. And they were even kind enough to pick us up from the hotel and take us back to the airport the day we left. So I could not more highly recommend Dream Body Clinic and Josh. Josh, what have we missed here? I know we're just scratching the surface, and I will leave a link to the website below. I guess I would ask people, not that you're going to track anything and pay a commission or anything like that, but I want you to know what a great audience I have. And I want you to know that if people come and reach out to you from SGT Report, they're going to tell you that they heard about you and Dream Body Clinic from SGT Report. What else should people know about coming to Puerto Vallarta? Is there anything we've missed here?
Well, it's super safe. I mean, it's funny, but Mexicans here are like, I mean, they're afraid to go to the United States. They're like, literally, they're like, hey, they shoot kids up there. We don't want to go there. And people hear all this bad news about the narcos and all that, but it's not that at all. The border's a little rough, but once you get south of the border, like Mexico is so nice and free and just... you really don't have those issues. So Puerto Vallarta is even special. We jokingly call it cheap Hawaii. You can see jungle covered mountains going right up to these sandy beaches. We're the second largest bay outside of San Francisco Bay on the Pacific. And it's super safe. Tons of Americans here, lots of Canadians. And it's just a great place. I love it here. I've lived here for almost 14 years now, and I don't think I'll go back. I'm pretty happy.
Well, since we're on the topic, I should ask you too, because I think there's a lot of Americans that are fed up, not only with our criminal government, but with the cost of living in the United States. Tell us about the cost of living in Mexico compared to the States.
Oh, yeah, it's so much less. I mean, housing now can be not comparable. It's still less. I guess it all depends. I mean, you're thinking a beach town on the Pacific. So if you're comparing it to like San Diego, San Francisco, I'm from Seattle. I mean, it's far, far less. For much more house, much better quality of living. Food is really inexpensive. Car insurance is like, even on a new car, maybe $400 or $500 a year. Property tax is like 0.1% or something. You spend a couple hundred bucks a year on property tax. And even though on paper, Mexico is more socialist than, geez, it almost looks like Cuba on paper, but in actual practical function, it is the most capitalistic place I've ever lived, because if you need to get a permit, you need to get something done. Well, there's always someone you can slip like, you know, $500 to or something and get that and get it done much quicker. So in a way, it actually works much better and you don't end up with all that bureaucracy that ties everything down. So there's a lot of Americans and Canadians that move here and love it just like me.
Yeah, and I should say the people are so nice. Now, of course, they're going to be extremely nice to you at a hotel because you're paying to stay there. And of course, the driver is going to be extremely nice to you because he works for Josh. But honestly, I just think the Mexican people are just lovely, family-oriented people. I've always loved Mexico. And we'll round out the conversation here with the website Dream Body Clinic. Guys, if you're getting up there in age, and you don't want to die, you don't want to just give up the fight. They have HGH treatments, stem cell treatments, TRT treatments. What's a TRT treatment?
Testosterone replacement therapy. I mean, it really just complements the other things. I mean, the newest studies like out of the VA, everybody always thought, oh, steroids are going to make your heart grow and your kidneys fail. It's completely the opposite. At replacement doses, we can make you feel 25 again. There's a direct correlation between testosterone and dopamine production. And dopamine is the anticipation molecule, makes you want more, keep moving forward, gets that vigor back in your life. And honestly, just about every guy over 30 should probably be on TRT because our levels just naturally drop. And yeah, the VA did a study of 83,000 participants and found men on testosterone replacement therapy are healthier and, you know, better cardiovascular health than men that aren't. So you can get testosterone therapy typically in the United States, Canada, different places, but it can be like pulling teeth because they'll tell you in your blood work, oh, you're in range for your age. You're like, I don't want to feel my age. I want to feel 25. So that's what we do. We help people get back to those levels they're at in their early 20s, that your body can handle, super safe, and get you feeling good.
Yeah, and we'll talk about pricing, guys. You saw some of the prices there. I've been a little surprised, Josh, to hear from people that I've been talking to here back in the States about my treatment. And they ask, well, how much was it? And I said, $3,000 per knee. And they're shocked. They say, that's cheap. And I'm always a little surprised to hear them say that's cheap, but I think it's because people are paying these exorbitant deductibles. And so if you're in line for a knee replacement and you've got a $5,000 deductible, that's your cash out of pocket before you get the knee replacement paid for. So I guess what I'm saying in this instance is you're very straightforward with the pricing. If you got one really bad knee, you can get it done for $3,000. Josh, just two more questions that popped into my head.
Real quick on price, like all of our prices are on the website because I hate, you know, websites where you can't find the price. I mean, I don't understand it. We're very transparent with that. And that's a big problem with the healthcare industry in the United States. You go to a hospital and you don't know what you're paying till you walk out the door. And I mean, I personally had an experience about, 11 years ago in the US, I had to go to the ER for some stomach issues. They did nothing. And I ended up with a $5,000 bill. I mean, it's ridiculous up there. And so we just want to be as transparent as possible. And when you compare us to, you know, competitors and such, I mean, we're about 1/5 the price and we give 2 to 3 times the amount of sales. So we're doing our best to help people as much as we can at the best price.
In that video clip I played of me meeting you while I was getting my treatment, I should have let that play longer because I asked you, I think, about the body potentially rejecting the stem cells. That can't really happen, can it?
No, they lack what's called HLA, human leukocyte antigen. That's the marker. Like, say you were a perfect match for a kidney donor for me and I needed a kidney. Our HLA markers are different, and that's what the immune system goes after. They would see that. That's why they have to give people immunosuppressants that receive a donor organ. The mesenchymal stem cells don't even have that marker, so there's zero interaction with the immune system in that regard, and no chance of rejection. So it's super safe and no issues.
And is there a percentage of people that this just won't work for? What is the success rate?
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on how severe. So let's say you had fourth degree osteoarthritis. That's what they often call bone on bone. Well, you might not see results because we need at least a little bit of cartilage for the stem cells to build upon. So usually if you have got fourth degree osteoarthritis, we're probably only going to get you to like third degree, hopefully second degree, but it's not going to totally fix your knee with one treatment. But the difference between fourth degree and second or third degree is a huge difference in pain and mobility. So you can also come back with some of those patients will come back a year later and do another treatment and get all the way. Overall, just across the board, I would say our success rate, and that's people getting the result that they were expecting and hoping for, is probably close to 80%. The other like 19% is people that they got some improvement, but maybe not all the way that they wanted. And then there's a very, very small percentage of people. I mean, like maybe 1-2% that just don't see any benefit. But it's really incredible because when you look at medicine in general, to have anything even over 50% success rate is incredible. I mean, if you have a headache and they give 10 people an Advil for that headache, you're lucky if 3 of them get headache relief. I mean, those are the real statistics of like FDA approved medications. So we've been seeing incredible responses and benefit because it's how your body was naturally meant to heal. We're just getting more of it in there. And that's it. So mesenchymal stem cells, they live on your capillaries. They're called pericytes, look like little octopuses wrapped around those tubes. And they come off and go to the inflammation or injured spot when you're injured. But the thing is, when we hit bone maturity, it's 18 for women, 21 for men, we lose 90% of our capillaries. We thus lose 90% of our mesenchymal stem cells because that's where they live. So and it's a constant decline after that. So we're just essentially getting these back into you in levels like when you were a little kid so that your body can heal the way it's supposed to.
All right. Well, I've really enjoyed the conversation and I surely enjoyed going down to Puerto Vallarta. I told Josh I'm probably going to make it an annual thing. I mean, it's a great place to go and I'm not getting any younger. So again, these are my x-rays. What do you make of that left knee? Now, when they showed me that x-ray, the guy said that's bone on bone. And then I did my research when I got home and I realized it can't be bone on bone if I'm still walking. You can't walk if it's actual bone on bone. So there's definitely some cartilage in there.
Well, look, x-rays are this is a big problem I have with like Western medicine again, is they only did an x-ray. You cannot see soft tissue there. You need an MRI, which you did and were able to see the difference, but the MRI actually shows the cartilage, ligaments, the meniscus, all of these different tissues, and you can actually see what's going on. With an X-ray, all you see is this gap that they're inferring the difference. And this is messed up, but you would not believe how many people these orthopedic surgeons extort. Literally, I've had hundreds of patients tell me they went in, did the X-rays, told them they need a new knee, a new shoulder, or a new hip. And they go, well, shouldn't you do an MRI? And they go, how about this? You sign off on the surgery and I'll order you that MRI. Like, I mean, it's extortion, and they won't even let you get most analysis without a doctor's note. And it reminds me, honestly, of like the Catholic Church back in the day. You know, like you think medieval times are like, oh, just follow what the high priest says, you know, do this, do that. Don't read the Bible. Just do what the priest tells you. And it's kind of what medicine's become up there. And it's sad to see. It's not really science anymore. It feels more like a cult.
Yeah, it sure does, especially as it relates to the mRNA bioweapon that they peddle as a vaccine. It really has become an absolute cult. Well, I appreciate you, Josh. Thanks for coming on today. Dream Body Clinic, that's in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And how do people reach out? What's the best way?
Yeah, so our website, like you just showed, is www.dreambody.clinic. Anyone in Vegas, this week I'm speaking at Freedom Fest. You can look that up, freedomfest.com. Pretty big event for just independent thinkers and people that just, yeah, they're kind of sick, you know, very much like what the SGT report reports on, you know, that sort of stuff. So I'm part of a panel for that will be on that. And yeah, the website's got all the info and the toll-free phone number. You can call us anytime. We don't charge for consultations, anything like that. Like, we just want to help people and answer whatever questions you have.
Yeah. 833-445-9089. I believe that's toll free. Dream Body Clinic. Hey, when you're in Vegas, try to track down my buddy, Sheriff Richard Mack. He's going to be there for Freedom Fest too. Tell him I said hi.
Oh, I'll do that for sure.
All right. Very good. Our guest has been Josh Kettner. He's the founder of Dream Body Clinic. That's in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Josh, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, friends, thanks so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate y'all. I've been excited to get this information out because I just can't believe how many people are in my situation or similar situations with hip problems, spinal problems, all sorts of people with knee problems. I think this is a treatment a lot of folks are going to want to look into. And I want to thank my subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv for making content like this possible. Truth news in a sea of lies is what people want. Nobody trusts the mainstream Mockingbird horror media anymore. And to that end, if you guys want real news 24/7, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. The antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is, will get attention this time.